Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
I don't know if it's America's favorite, but it's certainly mine. I really, really enjoy being here. And today, especially because I get to have back one of my very favorite guests, Dr. Jim LaValle. Now, if you go to his website, which is jimlaValle.com, you'll see the first thing that comes up is two pictures of Dr. LaValle. And I think that's kind of cute. I mean, they're looking at each other. There's different sides. He's in his pharmacy coat, and then he's in a business. He should have six pictures on there to represent all the different things that he does. He's a nationally recognized, award-winning clinical pharmacist, a nutritionist. He's the founder of LaValle Metabolic Institute and Integrative Health Resources. Dr. LaValle has extensive experience in clinical practice, product design, formulation, and technology development. He's an educator, a media personality, and I mean, one of the things that shows on his website are logos from a zillion TV and radio shows that he's been on, and an author who's written over 18 books. I don't know how, he's not old. I don't know how he has time for all of these things. One of them we've talked about a couple of times on the show is Cracking the Metabolic Code and Smart Medicine for Healthier Living. I've invited him today to be with us to talk about his new book, Your Blood Never Lies, How to Read a Blood Test for a Longer, Healthier Life. Good morning, Dr. LaValle.
Good morning. How are you doing, Marty?
Well, I'm doing great. And as hard as you work, it seems kind of cruel and unusual punishment to get you up this early. You're in California, so it's 6 a.m. I hope you're morning people.
Well, I am a morning person, so it's okay.
Well, very cool. I'm going to give out the phone number here in a second because I want people to call in and ask what puzzled them about the last blood test they had when they went in for their checkup. Because
oh, neat.
I think for most people, they look at that and there are all these little cryptic abbreviations and they just kind of shrug their shoulders unless there's a big red flag on something and the doctor says, oh, yeah, worry about it, don't worry about it. So we are at 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255. And you were on not long ago. We just didn't have nearly enough time. So I may go back over a little bit of the territory that we covered that time because I'd like this to be a classic show. I want to put it on our new website that's coming soon on the page on testing. So we're going to cover a little bit of basics, and then we're going to get into some gnarly subjects that come up in relationship to testing, everything from PSA maybe to what about thyroid testing, and are there gender differences that we should watch out for? Are those allowed for in the testing? All of those kinds of things. So, and maybe something about nutrient testing and what should we be testing that they don't do automatically, all those questions and yours when we return to Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. My guest today, Dr. Jim LaValle, pharmacist, nutritionist, and author.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing waste from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert Herbal Detox Formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's Aloe Vera Concentrate, Alozorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
And we are off. My guest, Dr. Jim LaValle, he is a pharmacist, but he's not a pill-pushing pharmacist because he's done his homework in a lot of different areas. He's very knowledgeable about nutrition. And as a practitioner, he has seen the effects of his recommendations in practice, and so I have a great deal of faith in the information that he gives us. We're going to talk today about his book, Your Blood Never Lies. What do your blood tests reveal about your health, what you can do about it, how to read the blood tests for a longer, healthier life? So, Dr. LaValle, let's start with the fact that when most people go to the doctor, they get their annual physical, their desire is that when that blood test comes back, and hopefully everybody does get a copy of it because it's your information, you want to have that in your file so you can watch for trends and so on. And they want everything to be in the normal range. So let's start with that. What does the normal range mean? How do they find it? What can we take away from that fact alone?
So normal, I mean, here's the thing, Marty, is when people go into a doctor, they're typically, what we've been trained is that we want the doctor to tell us, hey, you don't have a disease. And so what the norms tell us is that if you stay within those ranges, you don't have a diagnosed disease that we can put a label on you and tell you, oh, you're diabetes, you have diabetes now, or, oh, you have multiple myeloma now, or, oh, you have hypothyroidism now, you're low thyroid. So when ranges get out of bounds, that's when someone, you know, a doctor or, you know, another healthcare professor can look at them and go, hey, you know what, you've got a condition now. So what the book was about was trying to get people to understand that there's optimum ranges, there's trends. If you're 1 point away from being diabetic, does that mean you're normal?
Yeah.
No, it means you're waiting to become diabetic. So do you want to wait to become diabetic? And that's one of the big problems with, you know, the way we interpret labs. And I mean, even, and Marty, I know you're familiar with, there's so many functional labs out there that, you know, kind of tell you how your body's performing. But the reality is, we're not even doing a good job at looking at the basic lab values that can tell us an in-depth amount about our health. And it's all about understanding that normal just means you're not diseased. Normal doesn't mean you're functioning to a healthy state. And so that was the whole purpose of writing the book, is to get people to understand, don't wait till your numbers go crossing the borderline and you have a abnormal reading. You know, do something beforehand.
I would even maybe take a little bit of a jaundice view about, well, you don't have a disease because, like you say, if you're bumping one of those borders, are the normals, are those crafted by taking, let's go out there and find the 100 most physically fit people designed to, on the path that they're on, they're going to live to be 100. let's look and see what their blood looks like, and then we'll compare you to that. Is that how those normals are?
Marty,
I hear you laughing.
It's not even early for you, and you're funny already. The thing is that blood tests are, what they do is they take a population of what's, quote, normal people. They don't look for ultra-fit people to look at their labs. They just take a random population. And here's the thing. Lab normals can vary. So you'll see certain labs that will be, they can have one set of values. And then in another lab, it has another set of values because that lab is looking at a different population of people. So the point to understand is where is my reading? What I try to get people to understand is if you take the mid-range of a, quote, normal reading, so if you take the 50% point, where is my reading in relation to that, A, and then B, where does that point that I landed, what does that mean for me in terms of my health? You know, am I optimal? Meaning that, you know, I'm at the highest level of normal, say on magnesium, say red blood cell magnesium, so I have good adequacy of magnesium, or am I in the low range, or am I mid range, so my levels aren't bad, but they really aren't great. And that's trying to get, because I think most people today are trying to reach for great. They do want to understand their health. They're trying hard. You know, you just see it. They're just, for the most part, I think, they don't have the tools.
Well, some practitioners that I've seen, they have software programs where they plug these numbers in, and they have their own specific ranges that are much tighter, and so they have more of an early warning that something is amiss. And certainly there are listeners, my husband among them, who are engineers. They have spreadsheets. They're watching the trends. They know this, but for the average person, let's just take as an example, you brought it up earlier, and I think it's a very good starting point. We're watching an epidemic of diabetes, and that isn't because on Tuesday you're not a diabetic, and now on Wednesday you are. What are some of those numbers that people should be watching when they get their fasting glucose levels taken?
I think this is still one of the biggest areas of disservice to the public. And so there was a huge study that was done at Kaiser Permanente, actually. I mean, they looked at 47,000 lives. It was actually 46,578 lives, since the engineers might be listening. but they looked at that many lives over a decade. And what they looked at was everyone had a normal blood sugar. So a normal blood sugar is between 65 and 99. And what they did was they grouped people, and I might disagree with the grouping, because they grouped people at under 84, and I think people that have too low a blood sugar are just at bigger risk. So if your blood sugar is in the 60s, you probably have hypoglycemia, and you're eventually going to end up with high blood sugar. But let's just avoid that for now. So everything over 84, 84 to 89, 90 to 94, and 95 to 99. So they put people in four groups, and they followed them until they got diabetes. They died, which is, you know, a terrible way to leave a study. Or they left the health plan. So what the net of this was groundbreaking. I mean, I still can't believe that every doctor doesn't do this when they get your blood sugar. They found that for every point over 84, it represented a 6% risk of becoming diabetic. Now, here's the crazy thing about that, Marty. You know as well as I do that people are being told when they have a blood sugar of 92, hey, slap them on the back, you're doing fine. A 92 represents a 42% risk of being diabetic in the next 10 years.
Give us that ratio again.
For every point you get over a glucose of 84 represents a 6% risk of becoming a diabetic in the next decade. Now, here's this double alarming thing, Marty. And look, you and I both know, because we've been studying this a long time, we get into looking at all kinds of advanced studies and studying people's, you know, biochemistry, nutritionally, trying to help them out. We aren't even getting this point across to people as healthcare providers that you know, if I have a 95 blood glucose, and when you have a 95 blood glucose, you are told you're normal. Just like you asked me, what is normal? A 95 is normal. And a 95 represents a 54% chance risk that you're going to be diabetic. That's a coin flip. And I would tell people at home, get it, flip it, call it heads or tails, and that's what your risk is going to be. Right?
That's not comforting.
No, it's not. And here's the second thing about this, Marty. Anything over a 90 indicates the beginnings of vascular damage. So for the people listening out there, what that means is when you become diabetic or pre-diabetic, you become insulin resistant, you start to damage your arteries, and you damage your capillaries, you damage your tissue in your brain, and you damage your kidneys. And it all has to relate to your vascular network. You damage your vascular network starting at 90. That's what, to me, why aren't every person that gets their blood sugar should have that calculation, and it should be really put in their face and say, do you really want to have a 42% risk of being diabetic?
Wow. If we don't do anything else today but make that point, it was worth both of us getting up early to be here today. And I will make sure that that is highlighted in next week's newsletter so that if somebody was driving and they couldn't write it down, that is really, really important information. Thank you so much for it. We will delve a little deeper into some other topics on this book, and don't go away.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes, that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you have unsightly discolorations under your toenails or fingernails? Have you tried those expensive fungus medications that didn't really work and contained worrisome chemicals? Have you had skin rashes where you were given cortisone creams that only helped temporarily and thin your skin? Ow! Well, have no fear. It's Young Health Ozonated Olive Oil to the rescue. Oxygen is the enemy of fungus and other causes of nail and skin issues. Oxygen is also known to help age spots, acne, warts, minor cuts, and many other skin irritations. What could be more safe and natural than oxygen infused into olive oil or coconut oil? Use all natural Young Health ozonated oil salves for whatever bothers your skin or nails. But wait, there's more good news. It's very economical, and on average, a 2-ounce jar can last up to 2 months. Choose ozonated olive oil or ozonated coconut oil. Call 800-753-9907 now and begin enjoying your clearer, smoother skin and healthy nails right away. Call now, 800-753-9907.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in Southern California for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Welcome back. Dr. Jim LaValle is a pharmacist, a naturopath, and an author of a ridiculous number of books, including Cracking the Metabolic Code and Smart Medicine for Healthier Living. Newest one, Your Blood Never Lies, How to Read a Blood Test for a Longer, Healthier Life. When we went to break, we had just gotten what I'm sure for a lot of people is shocking news about what they thought was a normal blood sugar reading when they got their glucose fasting test done at their last checkup. And so a wake-up call for everybody on that. I think we would be remiss if we didn't follow that up by saying, what can we do about it if we are bumping that 100 or, heaven forbid, on the other side, creeping through prediabetes to the magic number of, what is it, 126 when we're now suddenly a diabetic. And perhaps you heard the commercial during the break for Kyolic. I know they've got an aged garlic blood sugar balance. Can that be part of the solution, just for an example?
Well, I'll tell you what, Marty. Here's the thing, too, I want to make clear for people, and that's why I hope they get out and get the book. It's because there's other indicators that you may even have a blood sugar that might be at 88 or 89. And if you get a fasting blood sugar, it may not show that you're insulin resistant because, you know, you're pumping out enough insulin to keep your blood sugar kind of within that almost normal range. And so the other thing to just keep in mind is, look at your serum potassium levels. See if your serum potassium level is at least halfway up the normal range. So 4.5 is the target that you want to be at. So if you've got a pen, write down 4.5 for your potassium, because if your potassium is low and your sodium is high in your, you know, high normal in your blood, in addition to your glucose being kind of trending, that really shows you're insulin resistant. Why is, you know, you mentioned aged garlic or Kyolic. I love Kyolic because it addresses a few things related to the person that's becoming a diabetic or they're pre-diabetic. One is there's nutrients in there that we'll get to. But two, just aged garlic alone. Aged garlic helps your blood vessels to be more pliable so that they basically can flex better. And what happens with people who start to become diabetic is their vessels get tense, they get tight, the endothelium or the inner lining of the artery starts to get inflamed, and that leads to laying down plaque. And what has been shown is that the calcium starts to be leached out of your bone. Aged garlic actually helps to regulate your calcium levels so that you don't put plaque in your arteries. It helps with your blood pressure, which is super important with people that are getting, you know, have blood sugar problems. If their blood pressure starts to creep up, it's kind of high normal. The doctor tells you, hey, your blood pressure is getting a little high. Maybe you should exercise. Maybe you should diet. So those are two key things. And then what do you take? So the first thing is you got to get off the refined sweets. Get your carb count down. You should be counting your carbs. I'd say if you think you're insulin resistant, get those carbs under 100 a day. And the other thing is about your carbs, I personally think people should try eating gluten-free. I've done it in my household for a long time. We've seen benefits from it for at least the last 25 years that I've been in practice. We've been suggesting that to people. And so, which I know is a little bit ahead of the curve. And then here's the nutrients that you got to have if you have glucose problems. The first, magnesium. There's studies. The U.S. government has performed these studies. Literally, you can look them up. And at the NIH, you can look, you know, and it's the number one nutrient associated with becoming diabetic. If it's low in your body, you're most likely to become diabetic or get metabolic syndrome is magnesium. So A on the list is magnesium. B on the list is chromium, because you need chromium to make your glucose receptors, your insulin receptors, work to get your glucose into your cell and burn the glucose as fuel instead of it sitting in your, you know, in your bloodstream. So chromium is number two. Zinc is number three, because it's needed for that insulin receptor. And then the other things you want to think about, you mentioned it already, chiolic. And then I heard on your radio, which I think is your radio break, Fred Prespettori talking about, here's probiotic. Probiotics are incredibly important in your immune regulation, and that transfers when your inflammation is kicked up, your insulin receptors don't work. So what a lot of people don't talk about on glucose regulation is making sure the gut flora is intact.
Amazing. That's just I was making notes. There was some stuff there that I had either didn't know or had lost track of that is really important. And when you said 100 carbs a day, 100 grams of carb a day, there are diabetics out there saying, well, wait a minute, I was told to have 60 at each meal. Is that not about – that's the American Diabetes Association, I'm sorry to say. Is that not about – regulating at a level they think people will do without any effort so that they know how much metformin to give them?
Well, you know what's interesting, Marty, and I don't, you know, I'm going to go on record and say this. I think that both the American Dietetics Association and the American Diabetes Association are finally coming to the realization that you can't just tell people to eat as many carbs as they want. So the literature is starting to finally come out. After what? How many years now, Marty? 40 years?
Usually 40.
This is the problem, right? So the literature's starting to shift, but here's the problem. Here's what really got me. I was in a meeting, and literally it was a meeting with the top diabetes researchers in all of North America, and I mean the top. It was a meeting with a major pharmaceutical company. We were brought in to talk about the value of nutrition because they wanted to launch a very high-potency multivitamin to help their diabetics. We had to argue with all these leading researchers, you know, that were from major centers and academic centers, and this was about 8 years ago. And what the head of the ADA at the time said was that we don't want people with diabetes to think they have to eat any differently than anyone else. And I went, you got to be kidding me. That's what got them into trouble in the first place.
Duh.
We're just going to say it's okay to keep eating and end up with vascular damage and end up with peripheral neuropathy and end up with amputation
if
and
you
end
got
up
lung,
with eyesight damage and end up with kidney disease? Come on.
If you got lung cancer, we don't want you to feel bad because you've been smoking, so you just keep on smoking.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, what kind of rationale is that? You know, the bottom line is I understand why people with diabetes go for the carbs. It's because their mitochondria at a cellular level, their cells are making 2 molecules of energy every time they get some glucose into their cell versus 38. Their cells are making 19 times less energy than a normal person. So what's that mean? You got to put the fuel in me. I'm an SUV. I'm a 5-mile-per-gallon vehicle instead of an efficient vehicle. Of course they're craving carbs, and they're going to eat more, and they're going to fail on the diet you give them because their cell physiology, until you fix it, with chromium and magnesium and zinc and improving food selection and getting them to get sleep, right? Because sleep dictates a lot of this. Until you start to make lifestyle changes with nutrition choices, their outcome is going to be the same over and over again, a progression towards more and more diabetes that needs bigger interventions with drugs, which have higher risk intervention ratings. You know, people that are on more meds are more at risk. I'm not telling you that. Look it up. That's every major, you know, university and primary, you know, referee journal is saying that.
When we come back, we've got another question or two about blood sugar, and then we're going to do a speed round on a lot of the things I said in the newsletter we're going to cover. But, gosh, I can't think of anything more important than what we've covered so far about the importance of not trying to medicate yourself with high fructose corn syrup, which seems to be what's going on, that and caffeine are not the answer to getting to where we need to be with energy and mental alertness and health and vitality and not getting sick. So we'll come back with Dr. Jim LaValle. He's the author of Your Blood Never Lies, which, by the way, is in the Healthy by Nature bookstore. So go to healthybynatureshow.com.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
If you aren't confused about fats and foods, congratulations. You must have doubted the advice from experts so often quoted in the news. In Marty Wittekin's new booklet, Fat-Free Folly, she uses new studies to show how we got into trouble with diet fads that steered us away from the natural path. Fat-Free Folly shows us how to build health with good fats, ones required for the brain, heart, immune system, and even for weight loss. See how saturated fat got a bad reputation it doesn't deserve, and why vegetable oil should not have been hyped. Learn which oil reduces death from all causes and both sides of the story on canola oil. Fat-Free Folly by Marty Wittekin is an easy read and only costs $6.95. Buy it now in the HBNShow.com store, which sells her book on heartburn and those from some favorite radio show guests. Visit HBNShow.com or call 877-262-7843. That's 877-262-7843.
Did you know that collagen is the second most abundant substance found in the body behind water? Collagen affects all structures of the body and is directly involved in skin youthfulness, hair and fingernail thickness, bone strength, joint stability, and much more. Although abundant in our youth, the body's natural collagen production slows as we age. As a result of this decline in collagen, many of the telltale signs of aging occur, such as sagging and wrinkling of the skin, thinning of the hair, and frailty of the joints and bones. Quality matters when it comes to collagen supplements. Best-selling Super Collagen by NeoCell utilizes collagen types 1 and 3, which are the types of collagen found in the skin, ligaments, tendons, and bones. NeoCell's affordable and effective Super Collagen products conveniently come in powder, tablets, or liquid form. To learn more about NeoCell, visit NeoCell.com, NeoCell.com. NeoCell can be found at Whole Foods Market, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Welcome back. We're enjoying talking with Dr. James LaValle. He's a pharmacist, a clinical nutritionist, a naturopath, and author of many books, including Your Blood Never Lies, What Your Blood Test Reveals About Your Health, and What You Can Do About It. Well, we got into a whole bunch of really important information about blood sugar, and I hope your next book will be on preventing diabetes, because there's apparently a whole lot of people don't, and we need to take that book and then whack them about the head with it. I want to have you answer a question for a nurse that's listening in Indiana. Her fasting blood insulin levels were less than 2. The glucose was 7. She doesn't understand how this can be. So what do you think?
A glucose of 7?
70.
70. 70. Okay, so here's what it is. So when people get a fasting glucose, all that means is that the amount of glucose in your blood is at an acceptable range. 70 is kind of trending on starting to be a little low. So, you know, one more point and I think it's low, right? So here's what I do with those folks. I actually give them 50 to 70 grams of carbohydrates. I'll have them eat either rice cakes with jelly on it or a bagel. People love me when I do this to them.
Yeah.
I have them eat a bagel with jelly, right? Oh, I can't believe you're such a nice person. You're letting me eat bagels. I usually tell them, put a candle on it because it's the last one you're going to see for a year. Right? So you have them eat that, and then you pull their glucose and insulin. And I found that because that's when you find out if someone's insulin resistant or not. Because you're insulin resistant when your body makes an inappropriate amount of insulin in response to a food load. And so there's a lot of people running around. And I started seeing this 15 years ago. I started doing this test with people. Because somebody would come in to me, they'd be 30 or 40 pounds overweight. They'd be at risk because their thyroid was low. Of, say, for example, a 40-year-old woman or 45-year-old woman, she's 30 to 50 pounds overweight. That's a person that's at risk for breast cancer. Because insulin resistance and low thyroid are two of the primary factors that are also associated with breast cancer. So I started, you know, and I'd have to show them, well, here's why you're insulin resistant, right? So I give them the bagel and jelly test. And lo and behold, that same person, and I bet if this nurse did this test, that a 70 with a fasting insulin of 2, her insulin is going to come back in the 60s, the 70s, or 80s, 2 hours later. She's pumping way too much insulin out in order to maintain an adequate glucose level in her blood.
So maybe a sidebar on this is that these tests tend to be a bit of a snapshot, where what you're talking about is a provocation test where you're asking the body to deal with something and then measuring how effectively it does that. So we can't just go to the bank with these static tests on the annual blood test unless, I mean, especially if you're going up against one of the ranges. What you mentioned something that I promised we would talk about, and I know there's a lot of interest in, and that's thyroid testing. So as we can pick up the pace here, we cover a few more of these topics to give people an idea. The thyroid test that most people hear about is the TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone. When do you know if that's enough? What else should people ask for? Clues? I just, FYI, have a thyroid quiz on my website that lists a lot of the common symptoms, like the weight gain, losing the outer part of your eyebrow, the problems with hair, cold sensitivity, body temperature, and so on. But just wrap that up in a nice little package for us.
Well, thyroid, you know, TSH is kind of the old test that was first established. And the reality is that TSH probably isn't a good total picture of your thyroid. You really need to find out how much both total and active thyroid is in your body. Now, let me tell you why that's important. A lot of people today are just going off of free T4 and free T3. So T4 is the thyroid hormone your thyroid gland makes. Free T3 is what gets converted in your tissues, and it's the most active form of thyroid hormone that actually makes your mitochondria function within your cells, and the mitochondria are the powerhouses of your cells. And when your thyroid's low, you can have up to less, the 40% less mitochondrial function. So that means that's why people are fatigued. The other thing that happens is your insulin receptor doesn't open up when your thyroid's low. So here's the problem. When people have trouble sleeping, for example, they can make a lot of thyroid binding globulin. So they bind their thyroid hormone up. So you could be making enough thyroid hormone. But if you're somebody that's stressed out and has trouble sleeping, your free fraction of thyroid hormone is going to look low. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to find out two things. One, am I making enough thyroid hormone? And if you're not, that means the trace elements like, you know, chromium, tyrosine, selenium, methionine, iodine, and iron all need to be there. And if you don't have those nutrients, you can't make enough thyroid hormone. The second thing you're trying to find out is enough of that thyroid hormone available for my body to take it and stimulate every cell in my body to make enough energy and to make my hormones and neurotransmitter receptors open up so that I can catch my serotonin and have a good mood, because one of the things about low thyroid is associated with mood, and, you know, meaning low mood, you get depressed. And so the other thing you want to think about, so free and total, and then the other thing you want to think about is thyroid antibodies. Is my thyroid being attacked? And then, you know, and so, and the reason you're looking for that is typically, you know, if your thyroid's being attacked, that means your gut's involved, and you're going to probably have to go on a food allergy elimination program and have to do stuff to restore your gut and calm your immune system down. One of my favorite, you know, things I recommend for that is a product called Modicare, which I absolutely love for people that have thyroid antibodies. So those are, you know, kind of the big drivers. And you could look for something like, some people look for reverse T3, which is, hey, when I get under a lot of stress and I make a lot of cortisol, my body doesn't make T3 anymore. It starts to make my active thyroid hormone kind of look like it's active, but when it binds to the receptor, it doesn't do anything. So
it's backwards.
Reverse T3. Exactly. So TSH between 0.1 and 2.5 is where I call the big acceptable range. They would say it's between 0.1 and 4.5. Anything over 2.5, and you already are in trouble. Even the American Society of Endocrinology tells you that. I like seeing TSH as more like around the 1.2. So, you know, if I had to be in an ideal world, 0.3 to 1.2. That'd be the ideal world.
All right. In 1 minute before the break, what about in a weird case where somebody has an exceptionally high TSH, with, say, over 8, and yet the other numbers, that at least the free T3 and the free T4, are okay?
Well, you know what that could be is that the brain isn't hearing that those thyroid hormones are okay, and that may mean they're low in cysteine or leucine because their thyroid hormone receptor is not functioning.
Yeah, so pituitary or cellular function. So in any case, as always, back to the basics. Get all the nutrients you need. Stop beating up on your body with too much sugar and starch. Support it with really well-rounded, well-researched supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic. This isn't one of their interviews, by the way. We just both happen to be fans of those products. We'll be right back with Dr. James Lavelle and hope to cover a few more of these little goodies, but what a great start. I really appreciate him so much. Stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Prostate health and urinary flow concerns become more inevitable as men age, so many men are looking for natural solutions to help maintain optimum prostate health and urinary function. Doctor's Best Comprehensive Prostate Formula is a fully integrated prostate formulation that reflects the latest prostate care research and provides the most up-to-date program to support prostate gland health. Saw palmetto, pygium, and nettle root extracts, in addition to a special combination of 3 amino acids, are highly beneficial to the prostate gland. Comprehensive Prostate Formula contains all of those, in addition to zinc, selenium, and vitamins E, B6, and D. So if you're looking for an affordably priced supplement specifically formulated to help maintain optimum prostate health, ask for the best. Comprehensive Prostate Formula from Doctor's Best, because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more, listen to the experts at ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life. By correcting the global omega-3 deficiency, each generation can have the opportunity to grow healthy and strong, so you can do more of what you love with those you love. What's essential to us is proven purity and leading freshness. All of our oils surpass strict international standards for purity and freshness. Our oxygen-free processing combined with natural flavoring ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. 100% of our fish is wild-caught, sourced in line with the Norwegian Fisheries Management System, and processed with minimal environmental impact. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health food stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, Sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
It sure is a good thing that we've got the archives. I, for one, am going to go back and listen to this show again because it was so dense with information. You can do the same. Go to healthybynatureshow.com. Jim will have it up there probably tomorrow. I don't know. It gets there fairly fast. And in the newsletter this coming week, if you're not signed up, you can do that also at healthybynatureshow.com or hbnshow.com for short. And I will put in a link to Dr. Jim LaValle's website because you can do what I just did. It was very easy. Sign up for his newsletter. I don't know how I missed that. You know how authoritative the information must be, and it is free. So why not do that? We're talking today about his book, which you can buy in our Healthy by Nature Show website store. There's just so much information. We can only nibble at it. You should have this book. It's not one of those ones you have to sit down and read, although I would read the part about the glucose. You should always have it handy so you can look up your blood test and determine where you are in the range and what you might need to do to improve your results. So, Dr. LaValle, you mentioned allergy testing, and let's just do that. What recommendation do you have for people who don't want to go through the long process of being tested one food at a time at the allergy doctor, something general looking more for food sensitivities?
Yeah, so there's different classes of food sensitivities that you can be tested for. So you can get your blood drawn, and you can look for what's called IgG food sensitivities. And there's a lot of different companies that offer the test. But what you're looking for are not the anaphylactic reactions, which you can look for those too. So those would be called IgE. So that's the one where, you know, your throat swells up and your airway stops and you start to get hot.
Yeah, emergency room stuff.
Yeah, it's the urgency one. That's it. And so, but the other one is IgG, which is a more slow reactive immune reaction to your food. And I think it's invaluable. It's interesting. I hadn't done a food allergy test in about a year and a half, and I did a food allergy test. And lo and behold, it sure did correlate to foods that I was eating more frequently than what I had been doing previously. And it's a matter of, it really kind of shows you how much work you still have to do on your gut. Because, you know, we're assaulted with things all the time. So food allergy testing, to me, it strikes to the heart of you regulating your ground state inflammatory response. Because if you're reacting to foods on a daily basis and you're making things like monocytes, which are a white blood cell, which I detail in the book, when those monocytes go up, they're the things that trigger the immune system to do things like plaque your arteries and inflame your endothelial tissue.
Okay. Is there a specific brand type test that you found more reliable than others? Or?
Well, I mean, there's different, you know, everybody's got their opinion on this, Marty, so I tend to hesitate on it. I mean, what we use is we've used Allitest. We use the IgG complement test now, which is a brand new test, which kind of gets a little bit more accurate. The Alcat test has been popular for a lot of years if somebody's out there in the consumer world wanting to do it. But, we've used, AML Labs is a lab that we use that draws our allergy tests, and they do fine. I mean, and then the other thing is, what do I do about it, right? So that's where the probiotics and knocking down inflammation in the gut with things like Boswellia and curcumin and cat's claw, and maybe rebuilding the gut with things like zinc carnosine and active, like an aloe base, having a very, good aloe that helps to rebuild the immune
system. Well, there's
barrier.
None better than Lily of the Desert. I've done my
Absolutely.
Research on that.
I know you have. I kind of threw the softball up.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, we are going to need to schedule yet another interview because I told Fritz that I was sure that I had enough questions here for several interviews, and I had no idea. How about nutrient testing? We'll have 3 minutes after the break, but I'm going to set it up now, and you can kind of get a start on it. We think we're being tested for calcium in the blood, so you can speak to that, but what type of testing for magnesium and zinc, maybe vitamin C, vitamin D range, what's your thinking about that, and anything that people should ask for in addition to what they're going to get without asking. So we'll do as much as we can before the break, and then I'll just let you go when we come back.
Okay, so vitamin D, real simple. Big range in the literature. I tell people, look, just try to get your vitamin D range between 50 and 75. And if you hit that, you're going to be in the range that the majority of the literature says you're helping your body out. I know there's literature that says go above it, and I know there's literature that says you don't need that much, but when you look at the bell curve, that's the big one. And after the break, we'll hit magnesium, zinc, C, and other nutrients.
Okie doke. Well, there actually was some news about vitamin D this week, but the major takeaway is that 4,000 units a day is safe. So if you're thinking you've got to stick to 400 because that's what the government said, see, I got him to laugh again. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Jim LaValle. He's the author of Your Blood Never Lies, How to Read a Blood Test for a Longer, Healthier Life. We'll tie up some loose ends and hope you'll be with us for the remainder of the show. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We're talking today about blood testing, and now we're going to shift gears and look a little bit at nutrients.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Dr. Jim LaValle is the author of Your Blood Never Lies, a book so wonderful I put it in the HealthyByNatureShow.com website. And we could have him on all day. I could pepper him with these questions. He wouldn't even break a sweat. But we're on fumes here on the show, so I'm going to throw him one. He threw me a softball earlier. I'm throwing him a medicine ball full of questions that he can take the rest of the time to answer them. First of all, is the calcium score on our blood test, does that really tell us if we have enough or too much calcium for our blood or for our bones? What about testing for vitamin C, magnesium, zinc? Anything else that we should request be added to the normal skimpy blood test that we get? Go.
So the first thing is a serum calcium is just kind of showing you a buffering capacity in your calcium, but it does show you, like, if you have low calcium in your blood, if it does come up low or trending low, that's a really good sign that your vitamin D status or your magnesium status is low. So a lot of times people just look at it and go, oh, I need to take more calcium, right? Oh, my calcium's going low. I need more calcium. No, what it shows is that in the chemistry of your body, because you don't have enough magnesium and you don't have enough vitamin D, your calcium pool in your bloodstream is low. And when your calcium is really high, sometimes it can mean your parathyroid gland, but that's been fairly rare cases, but it does occur. But it could also mean there's other serious things that are going on. So, you know, the big thing for people to understand is that, you know, we hear these terms for serum, and serum doesn't always show us a tissue status as to what's going on in our tissue. Great example of that, you know, you just mentioned magnesium. Magnesium, you don't get an accurate idea of what your tissue magnesium level is like at all when you look at serum magnesium. You get a better idea when you get red blood cell magnesium, and you can have your doctor order an RBC magnesium. Because RBC magnesium is at least a closer indication of where your magnesium status is in your body. It's not exact, because there isn't really a great magnesium test that's 100% bulletproof. But RBC magnesium is much better. What I find is even practitioners do not give people enough magnesium to meet their requirements. Same thing for red blood cell zinc and red blood cell chromium.
All right. And is there a test for vitamin C?
Probably. I think you look at the antioxidant status on vitamin C. You know, you look at malondialdehyde, and if you look at your malondialdehyde levels, which you can find all the time in your blood test, it will tell you how deficient you are in vitamin C.
Well, we got a lot done. I always want more time when you're on, but thank you very much for being so generous with the time that we had available. Again, Dr. Jim LaValle, Your Blood Never Lies, What Your Blood Test Reveals About Your Health. Everybody should have this in their library. Thank you so much, Dr. Jim, for being with us today. I appreciate it so much.
Always love being on your show, Marty.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food. toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers and packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.